The shortage of nurses in Maine may soon abate somewhat. That's thanks to a new grant to St. Joseph's College. The Harold Alphon Foundation announced today it's awarding a $1.5 million challenge grant to St. Joseph's to expand its nursing program. As Patty White reports, the school could become the pipeline the state needs for one of its fastest-growing industries.
Nurses account for more than 14,000 jobs in Maine and make an average of $31 an hour. It's a good career, says Labor Department Commissioner Jean Paquette, and there's plenty of room for more to join the field.
Between now and 2024, we're going to need to replace 40% of the nursing workforce because they're over the age of 50.
To keep pace with demand, Paquette says, Maine needs to produce at least 500 more nursing graduates per year. A new grant to St. Joseph's College, she says, will help put a dent in that need.
We need a pipeline. And what St. Joseph's is doing is really creating the infrastructure to be able to get that pipeline through.
St. Joseph's is already one of the largest nursing programs in the state. But with its current facilities, says Department of Nursing Chair Dr. Anthony McGuire, it can't grow.
It's restricted both from a physical standpoint and a faculty standpoint. So we don't have enough simulation labs and faculty members to get through large numbers.
Currently, St. Joseph's enrolls about 1,200 students online and on campus in its nursing program. Those numbers could boost by at least 10% with the $1.5 million grant awarded by the Harold Alphon Foundation. Once St. Joseph's raises matching dollars, the college will build four new simulation labs to give students more hands-on clinical training. It will expand scholarships for Maine students, and the school will expand the degrees it offers to include a Doctor of Nursing Practice and an Acute Care Nurse Practitioner program, which McGuire says is an emerging specialty in healthcare.
The need is there. There's no training in Maine currently for these acute care NPs.
The new facilities and the new degrees will also help attract faculty, says McGuire, which is another challenge for nursing. Just as the workforce is aging, so too is the age of nursing faculty in Maine, with 64% over the age of 50. Knowing about the critical need makes student Rachel Waterhouse all the more motivated to finish her nursing degree.
Even if you don't want to work directly with patients, like there's so many different avenues and branches of nursing, so there's so much potential, and really anybody can do it and would love it.
Though Waterhouse will graduate before St. Joseph's new Center for Nursing Excellence opens, she hopes to use it in the future. Not only does Waterhouse want to become a nurse, she wants to return to the college one day to become a clinical instructor. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.